Hello, and welcome to Plant Powered Buddhist Podcast, where we are learning to turn our eating habits into a spiritual practice. I'm Sensei. I want to welcome you from wherever you're listening in the world. I also want to say a heartfelt thank you to all of my followers, my supporters, my clients, and my students. Without your support, I simply couldn't do what I do. I'm excited about today's episode, so with no further ado, let us begin. Hello and welcome back. Today I want to speak about something that I think is really important for you to know. Over these many years of helping people get through all kinds of problems, relationship problems, work problems, health problems, you name it. What I've seen consistently is that most individuals do not properly understand the mind, and therefore their relationship with mind is quite confused. In fact, we have many statements that we say, for example, something is on my mind, something is weighing my mind down. All of these references to the mind and the problem that it is having. Yet, that challenge, that chaos, that pain, that suffering, we own. From a sense of selfhood and personhood, we say that my mind is bringing such and such a problem, or carrying such and such a problem. So the first thing that I want you to understand, and that you should understand categorically, is that the mind is not your enemy. I'm going to say it again. The mind is not your enemy. And so all of this effort that I see being put into how to subdue the mind, how to rear the mind in, right? I'm telling you that if you are following that path, it's a path that you need to get off of, because it's a path that will never, ever end. Now, I know that this is contrary to what many people teach and what they say, and there's all kinds of methods that are employed to try to tame the mind, to try to bring the mind under control. Everything from various types of mental exercises, if you will, down to pharmaceuticals, even to plant medicine. And all of these things have only minimal impact for a particular reason. What do I mean by minimal? They may, for a moment in time, literally a few moments, a few days, a few weeks, or a month, have some effect on you in such a way that you feel that you've overcome the mind, that you no longer have the problem that you thought you were facing. But for those of you who have consistently tried to approach the mind in this way, you know as well as I do that that is short-lived. It's a short-lived. It's a band-aid. And quite frankly, the amount of effort that is put into trying to tame the mind is not worth it. The results, the time that it takes to try to do this. And why? It's simply because that approach will never solve your problems. So the first thing that you need to understand is the mind is not your enemy. The second thing that I want you to understand about the mind is that while the mind is not your enemy, it's also not your friend. The mind is not your friend. That is contrary again to what many people have taught and said. The mind doesn't have a preference to be happy. The mind does not have a preference for joy. Now, I know this might sound just completely outrageous to you, but please continue listening. Whatever you perceive your mind to be, I want you to begin to erase that concept. and replace it with a different perspective. And that is this. Begin to think of the mind as like a mirror, or better yet, a beautiful, calm lake. And if you've ever seen a beautiful lake in moonlight or sunlight, the lake just reflects what is there. The lake just reflects what is present. And it doesn't show the sun any more easily than it shows the moon. It doesn't show your own reflection with any more difficulty than it does a tree. And so my point is that whatever you put before that lake, it simply reflects that back. And like the mind has no preference for what it reflects, but it will reflect. So the suffering, the pain, the struggle, the difficulty that you have in making decisions and living life will show up. The mind will reflect that, but that is not the fault of the mind. The mind is faultless. And it is faultless because it has no preference. Now you might think to yourself, yes, but I keep having thoughts and say about this or that trauma or that thing that triggers me. And this has been going on for a long time, perhaps even years. This is a great way to look at this, to see the truth of what I'm saying to you. You're conflating the state of the mind, which is completely indifferent, with other causes and conditions that led to an effect that you're calling a trauma, and then pinning that on the mind simply because your own repetition of thought and behavior and speech continues to present that to the mind. Think about this. Contemplate this very deeply. And if you ever begin to become confused about what I'm saying, I want you to go back to the lake. Go back to the mirror. Whatever you put in front of that mirror, whatever you put in front of the lake, it will reflect that. But it is not because it has a preference to do it or not to do it, but simply because the causes and conditions that lead to the effect of that phenomenon being present before the lake or the mirror, it must necessarily reflect that. This is a jewel. Please consider what I'm saying to you. Don't take this lightly, because I want to see you start to make better decisions in life and stop repeating certain habits and patterns that are making you think that the mind is working against you, or conversely, is even your friend. Because to think either is to be in a state of delusion. But here's the rub. It comes in because we want to say that this is my mind. You want to own the mind. And so because the experience of mind is quite one of an interior nature, shall we say, then the sense of personhood, the sense of selfhood, wants to attach to what is being presented. And so often I've said in my podcast, and I've said in public discussions, and I say it often to my students, is that you are not your experiences. And the reason why I say that, you are not what you experience. Because the experiences are presented to the mind, which is going to reflect what is ever there. And so long as we don't attach to those phenomena that are presented to the mind, then the sense of personhood, which then is the vehicle for suffering what is presented to the mind, cannot be. It simply cannot be. All of the work and the effort goes away. But you must understand this critical, critical, subtle, and deep wisdom. Something is presented to the mind. Your sense of personhood says, I like it or I don't like it. And based upon that like or dislike, produces other thoughts, produces speech, produces behavior that either tries to recreate the causes and conditions for that particular phenomenon to appear before the mind, or to divert that in the case of suffering, pain, or dislike. And so the mind is not your enemy and the mind is not your friend. And if you are going to have any sense of mind mastery, especially as it relates to your food choices, then you must understand your proper relationship with mind. That it is not the brain, that it is not a physical location, it is not a network of neurons and cells. There are no chemicals in the mind. These are all matters of the brain. The mind cannot be measured. It has no color. It has no borders. So the nature of what you think you've been dealing with from the perception of one steeped in personhood and selfhood. So therefore, you think you're dealing with a thing when it comes to the mind, without really understanding the nature of mind itself. And so all of this effort that you employ to try to heal the mind in the way that you heal the body will not work. It does not work. But there is one sure way to get on the path to understanding how to heal the mind, and that is to understand the mind, to understand what it is and what it is not. And so in this particular episode, we've taken the first step towards you understanding something really important about the relationship to mind, and that is that it is not your enemy, and it is not your friend, and it has no preferences. So I'm going to leave you with this. If you're struggling with your food choices, if you're struggling with making decisions about anything in life, really, you must consider where that's really coming from. What is the source of that struggle? Where is the confusion happening? And you may be assigning certain things as triggering, certain thoughts, certain events that have happened in your life. And you say, oh, my mind just won't stop. It keeps running. The mind is not running. The mind is not running. That is your sense of personhood and selfhood that is attaching, trying to pin something to the lake. And if you were trying to pin a picture or image to a lake, you couldn't do it. You can't stick a tack into the lake. That tack will just simply float, or depending upon its elements, sink to the bottom. The mind is the same way. Please reflect upon this deeply. If you'd like some assistance with this, please go to plantpoweredbuddhist.com. Go to the contact page, send me a message, and let's get you started on the right path of understanding what the mind is and what the mind is not, so that your decision-making, your life, everything you do will have much greater clarity, much greater sense and organization, perhaps in a way that you've never understood or been able to experience before. Secondly, if you found anything in this episode to be helpful, please, if you're able to leave a kind review, do that. I would appreciate it. And lastly, if you'd like to assist my efforts monetarily, there's a link in the description that you can either cut and paste or click if it's clickable, and you can begin assisting me to continue to provide this type of high quality content for as little as $1 a month. Until next time, peace and blessings. And that concludes this episode of Plant Powered Buddhist Podcast. I want to thank you again for joining me today. I also want to quickly mention several ways in which you can support my work. One, wherever you're listening to this podcast or this episode right now, if there's the ability to leave a review or a 5-star rating, I would definitely appreciate that. Secondly, if you'd like to learn more about my background, my books, the services that I offer, where my social media sites are, or you'd like to invite me to speak publicly, please visit plantpoweredbuddhist.com. You can do all of that there. Third, if you have a family member, a friend, or a colleague who you think would benefit from my content, please share this episode or my podcast with that person or those people. Lastly, in this episode that you just listened to, there is a clickable link. And if it's not clickable, you can cut and paste it into your browser. That'll take you to a page where you can begin to support my work monetarily on a monthly basis for as little as $1 a month. If you could find it in your heart to do any of those things, I would deeply appreciate it. Until next time, peace and blessings.